You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. We will start off today with some ads, show promos, and some PSAs. So we'll get right back after those.
Welcome. أنا نسيب كوكين.
دو تامسي. إيشوال. إيشوال.
أهلا وسهلا.
أنا سكاي.
Bienvenido.
Un nati.
Jack Tunnel. Tach Titan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Human serviette, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Do 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 do.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes: the bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's Shamefest 2024. Shamefest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, Shamefest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at Shamefest.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy. Eat. Energize.
Welcome back to Jess's Lit. Those were some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. But yeah, today we have an exciting day, a lot to cover. And for the first half, I'll be introducing to you guys a local Vancouver singer. Her name is Nicole Summerlin. Her singing styles consists of a traditional country sound blended with a bit of rock edge. And so if you guys have some time, please check her out, Nicole Summerlin. Her songs are really summery. You know, I know the weather's been really great and hot lately, and so yeah, check this singer out. For the second half, we will continue on with some poetry collection readings that we have done, I think, 2 episodes ago. It was about love and just all the aspects of love, love poems. It's called Love Poems Second Edition by Nicholas Gordon. So please check that out if you are interested. And also, at the very end of today's show, I have a surprise song that I am going to play. So please tune in for that as well. But yeah, without further ado, we will get right into Nicole Summerlin's song. The first song for today is called Floatin', Friends, Fam, and Fan version. And so here we go. Floating by Nicole Summerlin. Now, watching the music video, because I could see the video, it's just filled with beach activities and just swimming around in the oceans and lakes, which really makes me want to go to the beach right now at the moment. You know, the weather in Vancouver, BC has been phenomenal lately. A bit hot, I would say, but on the warmer side. Maybe it's because I'm just a bit stronger with the heat, but definitely have been really, really warm. So for the people who can't really, you know, deal with the warmth, please stay hydrated and stay in the cool shade, as much as possible. And also, for the beach lovers, I have seen on the news that there are some problems with the waters, how it's being contaminated with some, you know, unpleasant diseases or viruses. And also there has been beaches in the lower mainland where they banned swimming in the waters. And so please take that into consideration. The last thing I want is many people getting hurt or sick because of, you know, a fun activity. And so please keep that in mind and be aware. You know, when I first heard about that, I was shocked. I'm like, it seemed pretty obvious, but just never really crossed my mind. And so, but yeah, moving on to our second song. This one is called Black Velvet. Here we go.
Mississippi in the middle of a highway, Jimmy Rogers on the Victrola up high, mama's dancing with a baby on her shoulders, sun is setting like molasses in the sky. The boy could sing, knew how to move everything, always one more.
That was Black Velvet. Moving on to our third song. It is called Over a Drink. Here we go.
Thank you. between you and I. Boy, I'm trying to understand why you ain't even held my hand. Are you gonna make a move or just
Drink by Nicole Summerlin. Our next song and our last song from Nicole Summerlin is called Hostage. Here we go.
Said you'd be here. You never showed. And I should know. Just like a ghost, I knew what this was, born from the start, had a good thing, I took it too far, and it's like, can't run away from you. You're holding me hostage, you don't even know it, I'm hurting and crying, well you think I'm fine, you're killing me slowly, so damn lonely, stuck in your prison.
That was Hostage. But yeah, that was Nicole Summerlin. So please check her out whenever you guys have time. Love the vibes of her country blended with the rock edge. And so, yeah, maybe I'll add in more country songs. I'm not sure. I haven't done that quite a bit. But yeah, just let me know if you guys liked this sort of genre. And then, yeah, I'll consider it. Let's move on to the second half. We will continue on with the poetry collection called Love Poems, Second Edition, by Nicholas Gordon. Got mixed up in Nicole there. But yeah, we will start off with a poem called I Look at You and Think I Cannot Live. I look at you and think I cannot live. Without you, you're the person of my dreams. Of course I know I can, but I must give my heart room to tell it as it seems. Romance must have a language fit for feeling, more than fits between the earth and sky. For love, there cannot be a floor or ceiling. My love goes down too deep and flies too high. So when I say I cannot live without you, no, I can't imagine so much pain. And when I claim to always dream about you, well, no, the moon is happy once again. The sun reveals cold truth for all to see, but I must light my love with poetry. Our next poem is called I Love You As a Valley Loves. I love you as a valley loves the river through its fields, or as a note upon a page, the music that it yields. I need you as the moon requires the sun to make it shine, or as a soul in search of faith is rescued by some sign. You are as much a part of me as meadows are of earth, or as a song is of a heart, replenishing its worth. I love you as a hawk loves air, or a sailor loves the sea, or as a strong wave seeks the sand, but ah, do you love me? Compelling poem. I loved how it used a lot of metaphors and just comparisons with nature. You know, again, love comes deep down from the heart. And a lot of people, in my experience, seek love and calmness and, you know, tranquility from admiring nature and just being a part of it. And so I felt like the incorporation with nature here really fit well with the whole concept of love. Our next one is called I Love You Even Though I Know. I love you even though I know you show no love for me. Your eyes are icy springs that feed my hidden ecstasy. All night I hold you in my arms and sleep in your embrace. All day I turn away from life to gaze upon your face. Alone I find within my heart a black and raging sea, for only you, beloved one, can calm my Galilee. Short but compact, really gets into the depth of this writer's mentality, which felt really cool. Next one is I love you with all I am. I love you with all I am and all I'll ever be. You are my moon, my sun and stars, my earth, my sky, my sea. My love for you goes down and down beneath both life and death. So deep it must remain when I have drawn my last faint breath. Holding you for months and years will make time disappear, will make your lips, your face, your tear, my tear, will make us one strange personage, I am not sure how to pronounce that, will make us one strange personage, all intertwined with bliss, not man or woman, live or dead, live or dead, just nothing but a kiss. Our next one is I must accept but can't what cannot be. I must accept but cannot what cannot be. I see you and my heart dissolves in pain. You are not dead, but you are not dead to me. What happened to our loves, a mystery. I rummage through our empty pain, past in vain. I must accept but cannot what cannot be. that someone else now shares your offhand we, now feels your tender tongue all feeling drain. You are not dead, but you are dead to me. I cannot lay aside my agony. Again, again, I play the same refrain. I must accept, but can't, what cannot be. And yet I know this tortured ecstasy is just my way of holding you again. You are not dead, but you are dead to me. And still I cannot bear to set you free, that of our love some remnant might remain. I must accept, but cannot, what cannot be. You are dead, but you are dead to me. Now this poem really, you know, hits deeply for me at least. Really explains a man's heartfelt, genuine love for this person. But you know what? It actually could be a woman who's talking here, but you could really sense the heartbreak that this person is feeling and just the strong words of, you know, but you're not dead physically, but you are dead to me, really emphasizes the pain this person feels and what the significant other was for them. And so a really, really good piece of poetry here. Our next one is called I Used to Be Completely Cruel and Heartless. I used to be completely cruel and heartless, using girls, then tossing them aside. I used to feel an angry, bitter hunger, not knowing why, nor looking much inside. I used to think the goal of life was pleasure, my own, of course, whatever that might take. A woman's feelings had to be her problem. Self-sacrifice was always a mistake. And so, with just the slightest twinge of conscience, I hunted for my lonely ecstasy. And even when I wanted compassion, the only one I cared about was me. We make our worlds, like God, in our own image. Mine was a metropolis of stone, in which all souls were either fools or cynics, doomed to take their pleasure on their own. And then I fell in love with you, and somehow your happiness meant more to me than mine. The desert became green and lush with flowers, and like a sun, my heart began to shine. And like a wind, I swept across the ocean, and like a star, I exploded into night. And like a song, I held love in my hands, and like an angel, I knew that this was right. All that I had thought was proven wrong, all the lies to justify my greed. To love was to embrace the pith of life, to feel a joy far stronger than a need. And if I could so love, I could be love, loved. Could think someone might want me and believe it. Could let another know me without shame. Could give myself and know I could retrieve it. All this I tell you that I might be known, that all of me no longer be alone. And if you do not love the one I am, so be it. I will weep, but understand. Nice word plays here going on. The sense of imagery illustrated was really compelling and got straight to the point, but consisted of a lot of deep meanings within each word, and so this was really cool and interesting to read. Our next poem is called I Want to Make You Smile As You Make Me. I want to make you smile as you make me. I wish you saw my thoughts right through my eyes. You ask me what I am thinking. I can't tell you. You are the stars and I the empty skies. In me there is a yearning ever flowing that needs to reach an end that never comes. I cannot be myself without you with me. This is a truth no wisdom ever plumbs. You laugh and say that I'm your personal angel, and this is what I want so much to be. The beauty of my life is like a passion that blows right through the person that you see. Our next poem is called I Want to Make Your Heartbeat Just For Me. I want to make your heartbeat just for me. I want a true love in my lonely life. I've looked a long time, dated many men, but none I walked with walked in step with me. We walk together well, the best of friends. Somehow we just fit, as if clean cut, to go together, zigzags complementary, but now I would be something more than friends. I know I take a chance to mention love. I've no idea what feelings in your heart. But if you'd catch a burning, plunging star, I know I'd make you happy for your love. Our next poem is called I Wish That I Could Be With You. I wish that I could be with you and hold you in my arms, whisper all my love to you and kiss away your tears. I wish that I could take your cares and put them all away, neatly folded into drawers, while pleasure lights your smile. I wish that joy could step inside your heart and stay a while, and all the rain could turn into a rainbow in the sun, and all our loneliness, like mist, could fade into the blue, a memory of sad, hard times that happened long ago. But I cannot come home right now, and you cannot come here, and so our dreams must be the fields on which we laugh and play. Now, this poem kind of reminds me of, you know, my own experiences with love and, you know, interactions with my significant others, and what I have realized throughout those experiences is that love has to do with, you know, timing a lot, and you can't force it, and, you know, it doesn't always imply with only love, it applies with, you know, almost everything in life. But what I realized in terms of love is that you cannot force it, and it comes when you are least expecting it. And so although you have these, you know, aspirations and dreams and wants and these romantic, you know, thoughts and all that, don't force it and don't rush it. Focus on yourself to be a better person and to be a better helper around the world. And these things will just, I guess, magically come to you, this notion of love. And I realized that if you were to focus on yourself, the love aspect of yourself would increase, which means you will love yourself more. And then in terms of that, you will love people more. And then if that happens, people would love you more back. And so, you know, just because you can't go home right now, just because they can't come to you right now, like the poem, you cannot rush things, and you just have to let the tide roll in for a little bit, you know, and then it'll come right to you when the time comes. I have realized that I completely skipped one section of this poem, so we will start off by continuing off with this line, but I cannot come home right now, and you cannot come here, and so our dreams must be the fields on which we laugh and play. And then this is the part I missed. If life cannot be what we want, it will be so, for love can turn the harshest light to gold through sheer affection. Now this kind of goes into depth about what I, you know, my rant after this poem, is that, you know, even if life cannot be what we want, it will. As in, like, it will come, and the thing that you want will come to you. As long as you put in the effort, and as long as you stay humble, your desire and your dreams will come true. And so please believe in yourself, and love is an amazing thing that can, quote-unquote, turn the harshest light to gold. And so I believe in everyone who is working towards a certain goal. This would be our last poem of the day. It is called I Wish This Poem Were Pixie Dust. I wish this poem were pixie dust to throw you into your eyes and make you see the loveliness beneath my sad disguise. And I would take you in my arms, a weave, a magic spell that I could utter any time to make you love me well. But alas, my simple words are like summer rain that drums on hills and fields and hearts, then vanishes again. And though my love might make you bloom, you turn with fragile grace to gaze in aching loneliness at someone else's face. We lust for what we cannot have, a long unbroken chain of lovers who remain unloved and loved who love in vain. While I'm near mad with wanting you, as trees must have the sun, you cannot help but find a love who loves another one. This kind of gets into detail about what I was mentioning before. Also, the more you love yourself and the more you love others and the more you provide and help others, you know, the more people would start to love you and you would gain more positive attraction towards other people. And so with whatever you're doing, staying humble and always having the mentality to help others is the way to go and would benefit you in the long run and, of course, in the short run as well. So, yeah, that is it for the poetry reading section for today. I will continue on with these in our future episodes. The only thing left for today is a surprise song that I mentioned at the start of the show. I just felt like this song fits perfectly with the concept of love, and you can never go wrong with the song in general, and it just felt like a good song to play during the heat, the good days of Vancouver, and so I will tell you what it is. This song is called Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, from one of my most favorite rappers of all time, Kendrick Lamar. And so I know I don't really usually play super famous hits here on Jess's Lit, but I felt like this one kind of fit into the category of love and just the beautiful days of Vancouver lately. And so, yeah, without further ado, here is our ending song, Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, from the one and only Kendrick Lamar. Here we go.
Distraction or a reaction of what we consider madness. I know exactly what happened. You ran outside when you heard my brother cry for help. Held him like a newborn baby and made him feel like everything was alright in a fight he tried to put up. But the type of bullet that stuck had went against his will. Last blood spill on your hands, my plan's rather vindictive. Everybody's a victim in my eyes. When I ride, it's a murderous rhythm. And outside became pitch black. A demon glued to my back, whispering, get him, I got him, and I ain't give a f. That same mentality I told my brother not to duck. In actuality, it's a trip how we trip off of colors. I wonder if I ever discover a passion like you and recover the life that I knew as a youngin' in pajamas and thunderlons. When thunder comes, it rains cats and dogs dumb. Cause like me, never prosper. Prognosis of a problem child. I'm proud and well devoted. This Pyrush been near me forever. So forever, I'ma push it wherever, whenever. And I love you cause you love my brother like you did. Just promise me you tell this story when you make it big. And if I die before your album drop, I hope.
Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the lights shut off, then it's my turn to settle down. My main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
You wrote a song about my sister on your tape and called it Section 80. The message resembled Brenda's got a baby. What's crazy was I was hearing about it, but doubted your ignorance. How could you ever just put her on blast and judging her passing shit? Well, it's completely my future. Her nigga behind me right now asking. And I'ma need that $40 even if I got a in the parking lot, Gonzalez Park. I'm followed by a merry man and father of three. My bounce on the cadence of his tingling keys. Matter of fact, he my favorite cause he tipped me with ease. He got a cousin named David and I seen him last week. This is the life of another girl damaged by the system. These foster homes, I run away and never do miss them. See my hormones just run away, and if I can get them back to where they used to be, then I'd probably be in the denim of a family gene that show women how to be woman. Or better yet, a leader. You need her to learn something, then you probably need to beat her. That's how I was taught. Three in one room, first time I was, and I'm exhausted. But that's sorry for your loss. My sister died in vain, but what point are you trying to gain if you can't fit the pumps I walk in? I'll wait. Your rebuttal a little too late, and if you have an album date, just make sure I'm not in the song, cause I don't need the attention, bring enough of that on my own. And matter of fact, did I mention that I physically feel great? A doctor's approval is a waste of time, I know I'm straight. I probably live longer than you and never fade away. I'll never fade away, I'll never fade away. I know my fate and I'm on the grind for this cake. I'ma get it or die trying. I'm eyeing every male gender with intentions of buying. You lying to these motherfuckers talking about you can help them with my story. Be blessed for many moons, I suffer a lot. And every day that glass mirror get tougher to watch. I tie my stomach in knots, and I'm not sure why I'm infatuated with death. My imagination is surely an aggravation of threats that can come about, cause the tongue is mighty powerful. And I can name a list of your favorites that probably vouch. Maybe cause I'm a dreamer and sleep is the cousin of death. Really stuck in the schema, wondering when I'ma rest. And you're right, your brother was a brother to me, and your sister's situation was the one that put me in a direction to speak on something that's realer than the TV screen. By any means, wasn't trying to hold Finn or come between her personal life. I was like, you need to be told. Cursing the life of 20 generations at the hurt soul. Exactly what'd happen if I ain't continue rapping or steady being distracted by money, drugs, and four fives. I count lives all on these songs. Look at the weak and cry. Pray one day you be strong, fighting for your rights, even when you're wrong, and hope that at least one of you think about me when I'm gone. Am I worth it? Did I put enough work in?
Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off and it's my turn to settle down, my main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
Dying of thirst,
split his banana pudding. I'm like Trey, that's Cuba Gooding. I know I'm good at dying of thirst, dying of thirst, dying of thirst. How many sins? I'm running out. How many sins? I lost count. Dreams are boarding like Spalding, but only shoddy bounce. The Reaper calling, I'm cotton mouth. The city with vanity, with the music louder, the same song, a black flower, I show you how to, die your thirst, die your thirst, die your thirst, what are we doing, who are we fooling, hell is hot, fire is proving, to burn for eternity, return of the student, that never learned how to live righteous, but how to shoot it, tired of running, choirs is humming, tell us to visit, we lie about coming, now back to business, drought. See, all I know is taking notes on taking this life for granted. Granted, if you provoke my best days, I stress days.
God, forgive me for all my sins, for all I know.
My best days, I stress days. Say, fuck the world, my next slave. Money, the greed, what's my next crave? Whatever it is, know it's my next grave. Tired of running, tired of running, tired of tumbling, tired of running, tired of tumbling. Backwards, my mama say, see a pastor, give me a promise. What if today was the rapture and you completely tarnished? The truth has set you free, so to me, be completely honest. You dying of thirst, you dying of thirst. So hop in that water and pray that it works.
Come talk to me.
My brother, homie.
Is that what I think that is? I know that's not what I think.
That was Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst by Kendrick Lamar. Just an amazing song, classic. I don't even think you need to be a Kendrick Lamar fan to know this song. But just makes you dance right away as soon as you hear the beat. And so if you guys like this kind of surprise song that I did at the end, please let me know, because I am more than happy to play some songs from Kendrick and other, famous artists around the globe. And so, yeah, let me know. Good news is that, remember how my show was bi-weekly, but I got some fill-ins for about 4 weeks? Fortunately, I got more fill-ins, and so I am set for every Tuesday, 5 to 6, every week, up until August, and then I am going to try and get that sorted out for every week after the semester, fall semester, starts again. And so, yeah, this is happening. Just as Lit is happening every Tuesday from now on, up until September, Tuesdays, 5 to 6. And so, yep, that is the end of today's episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, like I mentioned before, if you guys have any recommendations related to literature, or just, songs or your interests, please let me know. I am more than happy to consider them and to play them or read them for my future episodes. So, yeah, please stay cool and hydrated, because I do believe it's going to get warmer throughout the week. And so, yeah, enjoy the sunshine, have an amazing week, have an amazing evening, and I will see you again next week. Thank you all. Goodbye.
We're cruising anyway. This boat is going fast.